WEX.com.
Big weekend for the president. How about those who want to be president? Hey, everybody, that's where we start. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We zig and zag in a couple of different directions, but we end up squarely at the crossroads of what's happening in your backyard. And what is the buzz? The buzz really still is the economy. No matter what huge story breaks, we always come back to what's in your wallet. To steal the tagline from a very popular commercial, it's true. We can't help it. Because when we're hurting, when we got to ask people for money, when we got to work two and three jobs and we're exhausted, it's on your mind, baby. You can read every self-help book in the world, and it's just not going to erase what's happening in and around your neighborhoods. So we will always come back to that, and that's what the 2012 election is about, is people needing better-paying jobs, people needing work, period. I can't tell you how wealthy I'd be if I had a nickel, and I'm saying just a nickel, for every time somebody told me, oh, at least I have a job. They're in terrible situations, but they're thinking to themselves, whew, at least I have a job, because I know about three or four people who don't have one. But the president didn't hit the airwaves over the weekend to talk about jobs. This time it was all about foreign policy, and of course, because there were a lot of victories he could pull out of his back pocket. Or are they victories? One, the pullout from Iraq, stunning a lot of people. That now, home for the holidays, all the troops were coming back. No more troops in Iraq. Also, that was coupled with the death of the Libyan dictator, Muammar Gaddafi. So in a re-election campaign, wouldn't you think that he would trot those items out as well? One of the things that Obama ran on was that he was going to make sure the troops got out of Iraq, and it certainly wasn't looking that way. And then all of a sudden, poof, there it is. We're done. We're out. They're all going to be gone from Iraq at the end of the year. So he talked about in his weekly radio and internet address. He does that at the tail end of the week. And that was where most of the emphasis was. Still very hard for most of us with the economic plight that is weighing on the shoulders of so many to be concerned about these other things. However, Iraq does affect a lot of people in this country. How many of you have neighbors, sons, cousins, daughters, acquaintances who, or spouses, who are serving in Iraq? Maybe some of you do. How big of a victory do you think this is for President Obama? One senator, longtime Senator John McCain, who ran for the office himself against the current president, if you remember back in 2008, seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? Senator McCain from Arizona talked about, in his point of view, what this means now as far as is this a victory for Iran? Is this a serious mistake? And a few other little nuggets that he throws out.
It's a serious mistake. I believe we could have negotiated an agreement. And I'm very, very concerned about increased Iranian influence in Iraq. The question of immunity is being used as an excuse for not reaching an agreement. The reason for not reaching agreement is because the United States was never really very serious. And, of course, there's influence of Sadr. It is viewed in the region as a victory for the Iranians, and I don't think there's any doubt there is.
All right, so here's what happens. The transitional government for Libya, for example, is Mustafa Abdul Jalil, who made a little bit of a speech and talked about the end of Gaddafi and to get rid of all that kind of hatred and to have more patience and honesty and all that kind of stuff, and told the crowd, the Libyans, they should reconcile differences and whatnot while they're all still going to Misrata and looking at a frozen Gaddafi, by the way, with bullets in his head, because that's how he's being laid out, so to speak, in a freezer. And he talked about what would happen in the future. Sharia law, Islamic Sharia law, is going to be the basic source of legislation and existing laws that contradict the teaching of Islam, all of them would be nullified. So anything on the books in the past, if it doesn't jive with Islam, it is out of there. But he did say this to, for the people that were there listening, don't fire your guns in the air, but guess what? Chant this instead. You know what he wanted the crowd to chant? Allah Akbar. Sorry, but to most Americans, a crowd screaming Allah Akbar, it just doesn't resonate. It's not friendly fire to us, if you will. So it's Sharia. It's Sharia law that will be in place in Libya. Now, connecting the dots to that and what McCain was saying there and his concern about Iran, now you have the withdrawal of our troops in Iraq. Whew. Thank goodness. I disagree with him. I think we spent too much money. We shed too much blood. And for what? For what? Now that we leave, except for a few little band of brothers here and there, what does that mean for Iran? Does it mean Iran is able to pick over the carcass? And that was what McCain was saying. How vulnerable does Iraq become with U.S. troops withdrawn? But the problem there is, how can we cannot continue to stay there forever. We can't continue to just stay there. We got to get out of there. We got to hightail it out. Because we're supposed to be gone by 2011. And now it's actually happening at the end of the year. I think looking at the entire picture of the Middle East is interesting, is scary. Tunisia, they're starting to vote. They're having free elections. So maybe they'll have some democratic sort of form of government. When they go to vote, you think you have it hard when you're voting for a couple of people. They are really sifting through it. There are potentially almost 8 million voters, probably, let's say, 4.5 million of them are registered. So this is Tunisia, right? They have a choice of between 40 and 80 electoral lists is what they call them. You know what they are? They've got parties and independent candidates. So they got to pick through. Centrist party, leftist party. What kind of coalition are we voting for here? They'll have to go through that. So probably no political party is going to dominate what they're going to set up, an assembly. That bodes well. Maybe they're going to get some kind of democratic form of government, but it's not happening in Libya. And we'll see how it holds up in Iraq with the Americans completely gone. You want to weigh in? Please do. 800-259-5791. Plus, we're checking the mail next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Baby, I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
All right, so while they're voting in Tunisia, 13 months from now, you'll be voting for president. Does the guy who's occupying the White House now have your vote based on some of the things that recently have happened foreign policy-wise, or no way? Nothing's changed since we did our straw poll where most of you picked Herman Cain, Ron Paul, and then down from there, Mitt Romney, and Rick Perry, who are still hanging in this thing. It's a long way to go. You got the primaries and the caucuses, all of the stuff coming up round the bend, really, December, January, February, all very, very big months for the Republicans who want to try to nab the ticket and all the excitement heading into the summer and ultimately the convention in Tampa. But it comes back to the same thing. It does. It comes back to what I opened the show with. It comes back to the economics of it. You know, sure, we can all say, well, maybe I should have done this, or maybe this should have happened, or whatever. You know, blame yourself, blame the things that went wrong at your company because they saw better opportunities, so they shipped it all overseas, whatever it is. Blame Mother Nature. Because it's like in the West, some of the farmers, because they haven't had great weather, it's killing them. And even though they can plan and look ahead, you know, sometimes you can't plan for the incredible drought that you're faced with and the lack of water. So prices and the crops change, and then when there's nothing to be had, you know, a lot of families get affected by that. We could pick apart lots of different businesses and turn them upside down and shake it like one of those snow globes and see where everything starts to shake loose, where things start to fall out, and where some of the theories blow apart on the economic front when it comes to various parts of the country, because that also plays a part in it, let's face it. What you do for a living, where you do it, all of that. That's why the argument is so hot and heavy over what if the corporate tax were less where it should be, wouldn't that make a difference? Because some of those jobs would come back, thousands of jobs would come back, or would they? You know, that's the thing. I mean, if you could say, okay, so we're going to write this number on a piece of paper, we're going to go from 35% to 25% tax, and then we're going to go around to 25,000 corporations and see if they're going to pull back their economic interests overseas. See how many are serious about that and how many jobs that would create. I'd be curious to see that kind of a document. Doubt you'd ever get it. I guess we're just all looking for that blank check, huh? And this is the thing, ultimately, that the election hinges on. Not so much foreign policy at all, although that can be played up. It's going to be the jobs. It's going to be what's happening in people's lives when they go to vote. If suddenly there was a huge drop in the unemployment number, I mean a huge drop, things would really turn, I think. 800-259-5791. Promise I will go to the mailbag, if not this segment, next segment. Let's go out to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I guess so. That was an interesting baseball game on Saturday night.
A blowout, boring baseball game. Great if you're a fan of St. Louis or Albert Pujols, who just can name his price in baseball after this World Series, no matter what happens, with his three giant home runs. But the Rangers were thrashed. They had to come back and win the next one, and so now that series is knotted up at two apiece.
But see, that's the amazing thing about baseball, Kate, is you get thrashed like that, and it's just one game, you know? That's
yep.
That's the seven, and you know, as far as we know, Texas may still win the whole thing, you know?
Sure, so, you're right.
You know, but, hey, here's some, you know how you like to do those numbers things?
Yeah.
You know, odds and ends, numbers, all that?
Yeah.
Now, here's something really weird, and I'll bet you this has never, ever been done before. Last weekend, you had the Rams and the Cardinals, both the St. Louis teams, going up to Milwaukee and Green Bay. Rams were playing Green Bay. Cardinals were playing Milwaukee in the league division championship series, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of weird, you know, when you have, you know, because obviously the NFL's not trying to, they don't know who's going to be in the playoffs, obviously, so they're not trying to put both teams together to go to the same area at the same time. But then to have it happen twice in a row, because then you had the Rams playing the Cowboys in Dallas today and St. Louis playing in Dallas today to get you all in Arlington, you know, against the Rangers. Isn't that really weird? I just thought that was weird.
It's very strange, yes.
Maybe I'm weird because I figured it out and realized that or something like that.
That's how you can turn all these games around, I'm telling you. There's always some piece of history somewhere.
Well, it's weird, though. I mean, you know, both of the cities, that, you know, San Francisco or St. Louis pro teams, one, you know, well, they have a hockey team, too, so I can't say all the teams, but... You know, but they went to the same place 2 weeks in a row. I mean, you know, it's just weird. I just thought, man, I wonder what the odds of that happening are.
Probably you know, not very good. It's just scheduling, so it's strange, yeah.
Billion to one, trillion to one, or something like that. That's
yeah.
Ever happening again. But anyway, though, so, hey, do you know much about this earthquake that happened over in Turkey?
Yes, I was. It's funny that you brought that up. I was going to bring this up in the next segment because I got a couple of emails about it. You know how I used to say that it wouldn't be in America tonight if we weren't jumping on the air and we weren't talking about some kind of, you know, natural disaster. And 200 people are saying at this point, the last I looked, are dead as a result of this. It's over 7.2 on the Richter scale, exactly, I think, 7.2 on the Richter scale. Scary. They're trying to find as many survivors as they can. It's the typical thing that happens, collapsed buildings all over the place. Awful.
Yeah, well, you know, Turkey's one of our friends over there, so, you know, we got to get over there and help them and show, you know, where their friends go. And, you know, and so I just, you know, and in any country that gets hit by an earthquake, I don't care their politics, their religion or whatever, you know. We need to be able to be ready to jump to help those people, you know. But in any case, hey, Kate, you're talking, you're all over the place with the politics tonight, the economy, the debates, all that stuff. But, you know, something that's really going to come down, you're right, the most important thing probably on most Americans' minds right now is the economy. And so the question will be, well, you're better off when Obama became president than you are. Are you better off now than you were when he became president or whatever?
Right.
You know, that's a dumb question. That's a question they always ask. But I think the real question is going to be, are you going to vote the economy or are you going to vote your politics? Because I'll tell you what, I guarantee you probably half of the Democrats, or excuse me, the communist wannabes in our country, they will bet their politics over voting for somebody that can actually come in and fix this economy. They hate Republicans so much. They could care less about the economy. They'll vote Obama in again, you know. And that's just ignorant. But you know, it's just I've been saying, Kate, and I'll be honest with you, I hate to sound like a doomsday or pessimist or whatever, but I don't know that any fixing the problem at all. I mean, I just it's so much money in debt. I think we're somewhere between 14 to 15 trillion now.
Yeah.
You know. And you know, we talk about, I think it's a good idea to finally get out of Iraq. I mean, the idea was to go in there, to offer them democracy. But, you know, you can lead a mule to water or a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, you know. They don't want to be free. If they want to be run by another dictator or run by Sharia law or whatever, you can't force those people to accept our way of life. You know, maybe they don't want it, you know. You just can't force people to be that way. And it was a great idea getting rid of Saddam. I think it helped that country out a lot more than, you know, I know there's a lot of people there that are still glad he's gone. And I'm pretty sure that there was a big party going on there this weekend when Obama said, we're all leaving, the Americans are going to be gone. Because every time I heard somebody get interviewed from Iraq, they said, okay, thanks for helping us get rid of Saddam, now can you leave? You know, so it's probably a good thing. So.
Yeah, so interesting, Don, thanks. He brings up, do you vote the economy or your politics? I say this all the time. It's like sports. You vote for your team. A lot of people vote for the team. This is why I like the third party. I think it's time for a fresh change instead of the gridlock we have in Washington. There's a novel concept, right? Checking the mail next.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're a football fan, we'll re-rack the games in the NFL. Another crazy end to the weekend. I think a lot of people might be shocked by a few of the scores anyway. But before we get there, I said we would go to the mailbag, and we're headed there right now.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. A lot of different things coming in over the weekend as far as the mail was concerned, including, as I was just talking with Don, about the earthquake. I had this from Amanda. She said, Kate, did you know this deal about what happened in Turkey? I think 7.2. And it was, in fact, as I mentioned, 7.2, about 200 people or so they're saying now. But, you know, when they give you estimates of how many people have died, because you have buildings that pancaked and just are crumbled into rubble. So it's hard to come up with any kind of a death toll. You've got villages that are down. You just don't know at this point. the extent, usually that number jumps up. The sad part is, who cares about the statistics? It's just awful for the people where the earth swallows them up, where there's no warning, nothing, and all of a sudden, you know, 7.2, think about that. Think about 89 and the Bay Area in California when the quake hit there and how highways collapsed and some of the developments collapsed. And in Marin County, where you see those pretty pictures over the bay, you had buildings that buckled there and just how awful it was. And then picture it being in Turkey, and it's the same thing. You have people digging with shovels, bare hands, desperate, trying to see if they can find anybody, if they can find anyone, because quite often, if you work quickly, you will be able to get to a few people anyway that are trapped. And you're always hoping that it's, you know, hundreds more than you actually reach, but you have no time to waste, so people just start to dig right away. Once the buildings go down, that's the big thing. And then, you know, you have these stadiums, and the stadiums, if they're not crumbled and eaten up in the wake of a quake, that also becomes where people seek protection and a place to be under powered floodlights and have tents up and that kind of stuff. And that's what they have. They have a setup like that now. They've got 1,200 rescue teams and that are out all over the place in eastern Turkey trying to come up with, you know, sadly bodies, but hoping to actually rescue some people, and hopefully more positive stories will come out of this that will find that, yeah, guess what, we, you know, we uncovered these people. And because it's of course, every world leader reacts. I mean, Don referred to that. Anybody's going to help there. Our president reacted. The Israeli president, Shimon Peres, telephoned, of course, the Turkish president, Abdullah Gül, to offer any kind of assistance that you could possibly offer, because they're close by, you know, they're, whether it's hands, whether it's digging teams, you know, whatever it might be. And, you know, one thing I did learn by looking up some stuff on the quake is I didn't realize this, and I don't know why, but it is in one of the most active seismic zones. Did you know that? In the world. Yeah. You know, when you hear people talk about fault lines, they always say that about California. Oh, it's on San Andreas Fault. Well, Turkey has one of the worst zones. They're right there in the middle of it. And I remember this in the 90s. You had a couple of earthquakes that hit northwestern Turkey, and you had 18,000 people killed. I remember seeing pictures of that and thinking, boy, wouldn't that make the other people that live there think about moving if they could move somewhere else? And you have Istanbul, which is Turkey's largest city, with more than 12 million people. 12 million people. And they're on a major fault line, and it's overcrowded. They got crappy construction going on. It's not just bad movies where you see the crummy construction. It's in real life. And they're worried that if a major earthquake were to strike there, we wouldn't be talking about 200, 300, 400 people. We'd be talking about wiping out who knows how many people. With 12 million people in and around Istanbul, are we talking about millions of people that could be taken out? So maybe it's a warning to the people that are currently in Turkey, hey, you got to seek a safer place in this country, if nothing else, with the area where Turkey lies. But, you know, you just don't think about that, I guess. It's like Californians say, they know what to do in the case of an earthquake, and they're prepared. They're prepared in the sense that, hey, I choose to live this way, and I know there's always a chance that the earth will open up and I might get caught in the middle of it, but I love L.A. I love it. I love San Francisco. I'm not worried, because I'm thinking that we got a fighting chance here if that happens. So I guess people in Turkey, some of them know, some of them don't know, but they're not so worried about it. Here's another one. This comes to us from Brad, who says, Kate, have you been keeping up with Congressman Gabby Giffords? I was thinking about you today because I remember you did a daily salute on her husband retiring from his position as a shuttle astronaut, one of the captains of an astronaut, Mark Kelly, in fact. And you talked about Gabby Giffords and what would happen in her future. What do you think now? I heard through watching a Sunday show that she's actually in North Carolina for some therapy sessions. Well, I'm no doctor, and I'm only reading into what we've seen and some of the photographs recently that we've seen and whatnot. But, you know, she's a go-getter. Her husband's a go-getter. And they're trying to push her therapy. If she feels good, they're trying to push ahead as rapidly as they can. Because if she's working with somebody on a daily basis on different activities, and especially she's got in serious therapy, you have to figure that's got to help her get back as fast as she can, you know, as far as she can get back. So it's rehabbing. That's what she's doing. It's a whole rehab thing. And it's apparently been planned for months just to focus on that. That's it. Boom. And you got to think about this woman. January 8th. Shot point-blank brain injury. She survives. Six other people were killed. 13 others were wounded by that nutbag, Jared Loughner, right? She survives it, though. And you've seen now some photographs of her, and she looks like, it's not the same, but she looks like she's fighting it. And people around her swear that she's really coming back, and that's great news. That's good news, because that was just a twisted thing that happened, I think, to her, for sure. Because there she was. I mean, listen, and there are a lot of Republicans that embrace this woman. She believed in gun rights, ironically. Hey, she was a Democrat, but she believed in gun rights. And, yeah, there she was. She was out there talking to a crowd, trying to be accessible. And then you see what happened, and boy, there were some really sad stories that came out of that, no doubt. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan. How are you, Dan? Just like a delayed reaction. Do you have your headset on? Did you drop your headset? Did you drop your phone?
Had to put my headphones down. You heard the clink.
I did. What's on your mind? What's happening?
Well, the next earthquake, I think, is going to be in Japan. I think it's going to be a bad one. It seems like every time we have one in Turkey or that part of the country, the next one is either New Zealand or Japan. I think it would be more like Japan.
Yeah, boy, they're the same thing. You know they're on all kinds of fault lines.
Yeah, well, we seem to have it seems like they run in a thing. We've had two or three in California, and we had one here in Texas. But it was just a real minor one here in Texas. That was just before the playoffs started.
Yeah.
And so I think the next one will probably be in Japan. Hey, you know, I know you haven't done the scores yet, but I missed my score by 1 point, and
woo-hoo!
I won't tell the other score. I'll let you do that.
Yeah, we're coming up in the next segment. We're going to talk about that. Yes.
Yeah, I'll let you. I don't want to steal no thunder. So. I wish you the very best, and I just thought I'd put my little 2 cents on that. And this third-party idea of yours, it's ludicrous. I mean, if we had a third party, and the person and the party itself was large enough to sway, even if the person got elected, then he'd still have to fight with the Democrats and the Republicans, and with three parties contending, we'd wind up like Italy or Israel or Mexico. Or someplace like that, to where nothing could ever get done because everybody would be trying to throw. They have to do coalitions. We're not a parliamentary system, and even a parliamentary system, it doesn't work. We've got the greatest government program in the world, and
but Dan, don't you think there's gridlock now? I mean, old
as
same
long as
nonsense.
There's gridlock, Kate, listen to me. As long as there's gridlock, they can't keep screwing things up.
There you go. He's pro gridlock. See, I still say, call me optimistic, that there is a better way. I totally believe in this system, absolutely. But there has to be a better way to do this. Give us another choice work it in. We're talking three, for goodness sake, not 80 choices like they have in Tunisia. NFL next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. The cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Hasselbeck shotgun, gets the snap, heavy rush, throws downfield, tipped and intercepted.
McCain.
Bryce McCain takes it across the 20, now cuts right. McCain
going
to the 15, to the 10, to his left, 5, touchdown.
Play action fake, wants to throw it long down the field. There's a man open to the pass.
He's up the sideline, inside the 30, inside the 20, 15, 10.
Under pressure, hit by Charleston, and this will be an interception by Torrance. Lee Torrance inside the 30, 25-20, still on his feet, 15-10. Nobody wants to tackle him until he's in the end zone for the score. 42 yards on the interception return by Lee Torrance, and the floodgates remain open here in New Orleans.
Snap to Rodgers, looking, pump fake, scrambles right. Buys some time, rainbows, right side, Jennings wide open. Nobody in the same area code. Rex Jennings all the way for a touchdown, Green Bay.
It's a draw to Murray, coming right, 15, 20, 25, and 30. Murray to the 40, DeMarco Murray with a block for Bryant to the 20, 10, touchdown, 91 yards, DeMarco Murray. The first rushing touchdown since week one.
Tebow, quarterback draw. Tebow's going to be in the end zone. Two-point conversion, successful. And we are tied at 15 with 17 seconds to go. You know, if I hadn't seen this myself, I really would not believe it.
Sanchez calls for the ball, takes the snap, drops back, four-man rush, looks back to the end zone, fires, caught, Plex
Plexico Burress. He's got it again. Third touchdown of the game for Plexico Burress. And the Jets have come back to take the lead.
In the NFL. Seems like we say that every single week. So I'm going to keep on saying it. Week 7 in the NFL. Baby, can you believe it? We do this thing called Nail the Score here on ATN. And if you never heard of it, let me explain it to you. It's very easy. In our third hour on Friday morning, all you have to do is call in and be a part of it. Our computer will pick the game of the week. Could be any game. You just tell us who you think is going to win and what the outcome is going to be. Is it going to be 27-7, 14-7, 48-3, or how about 62-7? As much as I've laughed at some of the scoring guesses, this is why I say it could be anything. Who cares? That was the final score, New Orleans over Indianapolis. They more than kicked their butts. That's humiliating. I mean, really, why even lace them up with that score? Can you imagine playing for the Colts? I mean, you just got thumped. Look, we know the Colts are ripped apart, and you don't have Peyton Manning there, and there's injuries and everything else, but that's crazy. 62-7. Now, our Nail the Score game, for example, this past week was the Raiders and Kansas City. Did you think Kansas City was going to shut out Oakland, a goose egg, 28-0? Are you kidding me? 28-0? That was the score. And I don't think anyone got that score. I certainly didn't get that score. Wow, it's incredible. Can you believe the scores, Matt? From the weekend, I just gave you two, 62-7. What did I just say there? 28-0. You had, what was another unbelievable score? Houston over Tennessee, 41-7. And how about this one? Was I really looking at this right? I thought I was reading this wrong. Cleveland 6, Seattle 3.
There were a couple college football scores in the NFL this weekend. That's like what I thought of when I was watching the Saints-Colts. It reminded me of one of those blowouts where you have, like, you know, Alabama or somebody like that playing, like, Vanderbilt. One of those, you know, a top 10 college football team playing just somebody in the bottom of their conference. It was, I mean, I have Drew Brees on my fantasy football team, so I was loving every minute of it. He had, I think, 4 or 5 touchdown passes. I don't know, something crazy. But that was probably the craziest thing I've seen in the NFL in a long time, 62-7. I don't know what the biggest blowout in NFL history is or modern NFL history, but that's got to be close to one of the biggest differentials in points in a really long time.
Yeah, crazy. And who knows what's going to happen Monday night for Monday Night Football, Baltimore and Jacksonville. Pretty interesting with fantasy football. Obviously, Matt is a fantasy football player. A lot of us are, and a lot of us are in pools for fun. And nobody got close to Nail the Score. There was Kyle said Oakland 27, Kansas City 8. So I guess in a sense he was probably the closest. Like my guess was the Raiders. I thought the Raiders would have new life in them. It would be 27
to 24. Carson Palmer looked rusty.
He looked terrible. He looked awful. Like, oh, you suckers. What are you thinking getting him?
The good news is of the 6 picks that Oakland quarterbacks threw, only 3 of them were blamed on him. So.
I know. 3 of them. He got burned for 3. That's it. Brutal. Yeah. And I know I started with this. He was talking about Brees and the Saints humiliating the Colts. I mean, just a complete laugher. I mean, that's what it's called. What do you call it? And, you know, what do the Saints do? They keep pouring it on. They're now 5-2. The Colts are 0-7. They're 0-4. A goose egg. Not even one win for this team. Not one win. I mean, that's crazy. That's when you put in your total scrubs. Who cares? And, you know, Matt said this, looking at the most points scored in a single game, right? You go back to the Jets in 85 had 62 points. Gosh, like, even in the 70s, you go back to the Giants, who had 62 points in a game. And now the Saints with 62 points. The largest point differential single game, right, since, of course, the merger, the league's merging, you have you go back to 1973, the Falcons and the Saints, a 55-point difference. And you could also say the Rams and the Falcons, 55, and 2009, the Patriots and the Titans. So they're all tied. The Saints and the Colts, 55. Wow. So that just shows you, though, why any guess is fair game. When I say, hey, it's like picking lottery numbers, I really mean it, because what if we had had that game? I doubtful anyone would have nailed that score either. So it shows you how it really is very random. Random as far as our game is concerned. I don't know that the coaches in the NFL would feel that anything's random. I mean, I just can't even imagine what it would feel like in some of these stunners. You know, if you're Todd Haley, you're excited for the Chiefs' win because they pummeled Oakland. But on the other side of that, oh, you know, get me out of here. That's how they would have to look at it. All right, we didn't even talk about the World Series. The World Series is going on, and I thought I'd throw this in here, too, because a lot of you, frankly, have asked me questions about the World Series. St. Louis taking on Texas. It was interesting because the Cowboys played the Rams earlier in the day. They throttled them. They should have. The Rams are terrible. And then just across the street, an hour or two later, the Rangers, after being humiliated on Saturday night in a, let's talk about a laugher, and a laugher of a game, they came back to even up the series, and they did it with a young pitcher, 25 years old, Derek Holland, who pitched an incredible game, and they ended up winning 4-0 to be able to tie the series. And I think that was the name of the game, that he held the Cards to nothing, really gave them nothing. Two-hit ball for 8 1/3 innings after they erupted for 16 runs the night before. Because that, like I said, that ended up being a laugher. Even though there were moments where the Rangers had tried to come back into it, they still lost, and then they were able to come back and get this one. So now Game 5 of the World Series, for people who are interested, even if you just turn in, a lot of people just turn in for the playoffs, Game 5 between Texas and the St. Louis Cardinals is Monday night. It's a rematch of their opener. You had the Cardinals ace Chris Carpenter, and C.J. Wilson will pitch for the Texas Rangers. Maybe he'll be able to get some back, too. It's been an exciting series, actually, to watch, barring that blowout. But even the middle innings in that was pretty exciting as well. So, again, don't forget, mark it down somewhere. Write it on your hand. Write it on a piece of paper. Call Kate, call America tonight. Third hour, Friday morning, nail the score, and you could be our winner. Boy, we have some great prizes. Even some of the listeners are throwing in on the prizes. How about that? More reasons to play.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Idiot! It's simple!
What, are you kidding me?